Grace to you, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 18th of June. I'm your host, Paul White. Glad you're with me today as we return to our verse-by-verse study from Galatians 6. The last 4 days, we've spent some time with Q&A and other things that we shared with a group in Wichita, Kansas. We'll do some more Q&A stuff in a little while. I have an unreleased sit-down with a group in Georgia that I'd like to get to before our month is out. But we're going to work our way through the end of this book. We've been in Galatians now for all of 2018, well, when we weren't breaking away to do something else here or there. And we've arrived at the 11th verse of the 6th chapter. Now, there are only 18 verses in the 6th chapter. We are right near the end. This is the closing segment of Galatians 6. It's not less important. In fact, we'll get into a couple of things that are pretty phenomenal from here on out, especially considering that we are at the end, and typically all you're getting is the blessings and the prayers, but you get some meat at the end of Galatians 6. Verse 11, "See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand." It sometimes appears to be an odd verse. Some commentators have even used that phrase. One of the reasons it's considered odd is not only what it says, "Hey, I wrote a big letter with my own hand." It almost sounds like a little kid saying, "Look at how well I can write." But not only what it says is a little odd, but the fact that it says it right after a passage on giving and right before another passage on circumcision. So it almost feels like a throw-in verse, but it's not. In fact, it's not really odd when you consider a couple of Pauline facts. First of all, Paul brags, particularly in 2 Thessalonians 3, that he signs all of his own letters. It's like a calling card for Paul. But we know, according to Romans 16, Paul also likes to dictate a lot of his letters and use a writer. And so putting those two thoughts together, what we can come to a conclusion, possibly, I'll give you a couple different theories. We can possibly come to the conclusion that up until this point, Paul has not been using a writer. This is one of those moments where Paul decided, "I'm going to write this letter myself," which for Paul seems to be an odd thing. He typically dictates the letter. Like in Romans, Tertius writes the letter, according to Romans 16:22, and then Paul will sign it. He'll write his own benediction. So that way people know, oh, this is authentic. That's what's been troublesome for a lot of scholars with the book of Hebrews. There are moments in Hebrews that seem Pauline, very Hebrew-minded writer, understands the Torah, is in chains, has a friend named Timothy. These are very Pauline things. There are very un-Pauline things as well. The intro is not Pauline, never says his name, does in all of his other letters, writes in more scholarly Greek. Every other Pauline letter is written in what you might refer to as common Greek, street Greek. Why would he change for the Hebrews? There's interesting things there. We've got into that before. We'll leave that alone. But for purposes of Galatians, what we see is that Paul does take the time to say to his Galatian audience, "Hey, I wrote this. Here's another theory." And this one, to me, might even hold more water, or at least it's a little more intriguing. I think Paul emphasizes right here that he wrote it, and that he wrote it with large letters. This could indicate that at least from here on out, Paul's writing in what we might call all caps. One scholar I read after, one commentator said, Paul writes in cursive. From here on out, I'm not really sure where they got that, but it's interesting. And this is interesting to me, that Paul brags at this point, because he's going back into the circumcision argument, because Paul wants you to know, I believe everything I just wrote. I wrote it with my own hand. I wrote it with big letters. I'm not hiding behind anything. This could be sort of a rebuttal and we talked about this as we worked through Galatians. This could sort of be a rebuttal to Paul's detractors who say he's backed off of the circumcision argument. And maybe they say he backed off of it because he circumcised Timothy. And as we said before, he never really explains why he does that. But maybe Galatians is his roundabout way of explaining why he does that. Maybe he's showing us that he's growing. And maybe in this verse, verse 11, he's showing us, I believe everything I just said. It's all me. It's not someone else. I'm not changing my theology. I'm not hiding behind some doctrine. This is what I believe, and see, I wrote it with my own hand. Now, to me, that's even a little more intriguing, if that's what Paul is doing. We don't know for sure. Here's a third option, that Paul, and I don't buy this one, but I read it, and I find it interesting, and I've even used it to help this argument, and I'm not sure it's stable, that Paul talks about writing large letters with his own hand because he had vision problems. And so if he were going to write, he would have to write it in large letters. And maybe by saying, I wrote this in large letters, that's his way of saying to them, you guys know I can't see well. You know that if I write, I write it in big letters. See, this is me. Although I think that argument doesn't hold a lot of weight, because wouldn't that typically be what someone would say if they were trying to sell themselves as Paul? Is to say, look, see, I wrote it with big letters. I don't want to use the word cheesy, but it's close. I don't know that that's the right interpretation there. I try to be transparent with you. I mean, I'm working my way through texts. I don't think we have definitive answers on some of this stuff. And I don't think we have to. This isn't redemptive necessity here. You know, you get this wrong, ooh, you're in trouble. No, this is just an exploration of some of these things that this might mean. Anyhow, you can take that for what it's worth. I thought that was worth a podcast to really work through this, what some have called odd verse. I don't really think it's odd. I do like it that Paul puts this in here so that we can debate what he might have meant. And I think if my second theory there is true about Paul saying, hey, I endorse this, this is real, I think it does add something to the argument that Paul's theology was constantly developing and that he wasn't backing off of his circumcision argument. We'll see why he's not backing off the circumcision argument tomorrow when we go into the 12th verse, because he's going to get into that one more time. It's sort of the Pauline argument. We'll do it with him. See you then. God bless.